Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services. Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is David Linden.
Deja vu all over again.
And we really, you know, it's like a broken record, but it was another tremendous show. Mike Tamaris did a great job explaining reverse mortgages, and it is one of those things that not everybody should do. Okay, there is a very, and I had no idea you had to go to pre-counseling before the bank will approve you. Because you have to understand the consequences if it goes wrong. I had no idea, which is, you know, something you learn. And yeah. Then Susan was tremendous.
Yes.
Linda. That she really did a wonderful job. I didn't realize she was a substitute, but it just shows how, you know, she jumped in here to help out. But really, she was a pleasure to talk to that woman, and her caring and her passion, it just seems.
Life coach.
Oh, what a wonderful. Yeah. I mean, I've heard of life coaches, but she really, she was wonderful.
Yes.
So, and is there anything that can beat those two shows?
Well, I'll tell you, they were good.
David, work with me. The Christina Liu Show.
Oh, right, of course. I'm getting old.
I know. He's like, oh, God, he's going to turn around and say no. What are we doing now? Good morning, Christina.
Good morning. Yeah, today was a fabulous show.
Really was. It was
really, you know, and, you know, I'm glad that Mike had his send-off on our show.
Which is nice.
And yes. He's been really a partner with, an asset with Project mm-hmm. Independence, too. He sat on our Port Washington Advisory Committee. And Family and Children's has so many wonderful services, you know, and that his reverse mortgaging, financial counseling kind of piece is just part of it. I mean,
right,
they
right.
offer so many different things.
Yeah.
It's a great organization, and we're definitely thankful to be partners with them, too. And I'm sure the next person, Victor, who we'll have to drag him into. But Dr. Lindner, I said, well, really, she is our doctor. I like that. She'll be our Dr. Phil of the show. You know, she's really wonderful and passionate. And I think what's nice about her, there's a lot of practical information that she yep. gives out, you know, and that
oh,
you're
yes.
able to utilize it, which I think is, you know, a lot of these things, you know, sometimes become these abstract, like,
yeah,
concepts.
No,
and
very right. pragmatic.
Absolutely. And she's really wonderful. And, you know, she came and visited us not too long ago, as we were saying earlier. And she was just very taken with the work we do here. So I think it's a perfect fit.
I think it's perfect.
It's a
really,
mutual
really.
Yeah.
Respect back and forth. So what a great show. I really enjoyed it. And then next week we're going to have on Ann Tarcher, who's the director of the Great Neck Social Center. And we're also going to have on Assemblyman Charles Levine.
Perfect.
So it should be quite the exciting show, too. And I want to remind people that another exciting thing that's occurring is tomorrow is Beach Feast. The town North Hempstead has been doing this now for 5 years.
Oh, it's tomorrow?
Yep, August 18th.
You know, that's the problem. You've said it every week for less, you know. And I'm thinking,
I'm here to remind you.
I have the grandkids tomorrow. What are we going to do?
Oh,
so we're going to go to Beach Feast.
I knew you were looking for something to do. I pulled it together for you. So it's from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. That's at North Hempstead Beach Park. And Beach Feast is so nice because there's a whole variety of food. There's Yummy Gyro from Port Washington, Now's Caribbean Flavors of Westbury, Rosie's Grilled Cheese Truck, S&T Southern Smokehouse Barbecue, Green Street Food Truck, Long Island Festival Caterer, and more. And there's also beer and wine served, which is nice, too. And on top of that, there'll be a free car show. Classic car show on the boardwalk, and then musical entertainment from the Driftwoods and the Mystic and EJ the DJ, who is at Fun Day Monday all the time. So he plays a really great mix of
oh, there every week? Okay.
Yeah.
So I really recommend people check it out. It's a really great fit. And like I said, it's so fun to try all the different things at the food truck. So this year they really have quite the array of food, which I think is absolutely nice. And it's great for all ages. You know, you were saying with your grandchildren, I love, like, when I've worked that event before, it's really nice because you have little kids running around dancing. You have, you know, from
you're working?
An older. No, I'm not working tomorrow. No, very busy summer schedule. but the event is free of charge. The parking fee is $10 in cash or $7 by credit card. So. Definitely.
That's interesting.
Oh, David's never been here with the discussion.
No, everything would be the opposite.
Right. It's a running joke with John and I because when we first saw that, we were completely confused. We thought we were promoting false information, but we got to the bottom of it. we're trying to push credit use instead of doing cash because they really don't want the town having to deal with
cash. Sitting there with a fistful of cash.
Right, that's right. The point.
The end of the day.
So
sure.
That's why. It's the incentive is $3 less if you use credit card or debit card. So that's
it makes sense. At the end of the day, you got a couple hundred cars coming in there. That's thousands of dollars.
Right.
You know.
Absolutely.
Just keeping track of it. Forget even somebody stealing it.
Yes.
You know, who's keeping track of how many cars entered and whatever.
Absolutely. Fun Day Monday is has had quite a rough August.
Yeah,
because
we really
did. You know, everyone knows the weather's been a little wacky. But they had to cancel it last week, I believe. This week, Monday was canceled, but they had the rain date of Thursday, so they were able to actually keep it going yesterday, which was lovely. And hopefully the final Fun Day Monday on August 27th will be a beautiful day. Because it's the Salute to the Armed Forces, which is a wonderful, wonderful event. There's also going to be an antique car show there, too, and there's all different vendors there. It's really a nice thing. So that is at North Hempstead Beach Park, August 27th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So definitely. And that event is completely free, and parking is free.
Oh, really? For everybody?
For all Fun Day Mondays.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So you never have to worry about paying for Fun Day Monday because it is always free.
Nice.
Yeah.
I really want to promote the great partnerships that we have. Obviously, we've been partnered with St. Francis Cardiac Screening Van for years now.
Right.
And on top of that, we also have a new partnership with the Center for Hearing Health at Milneck Audiology Van. And they're going to offer free hearing screenings, which is great. And she's actually going to come on the radio show and talk about that organization too. And what we've really tried to do, if space allowed it at different locations, we're going to have both vans at one time. So you can kind of just go and get your free health screenings. You could pop in.
Oh, vans. I thought you said bands.
Yeah. His head's on music. We had a music conversation. But this is, so it'd be really wonderful. And you do not need to make an appointment for either one of them, which is really great. The first one is going to kick off on September 25th, and that's Fuchillo Park. So that'll have both vans there. And then October 2nd, it'll be the St. Francis van will be at Clinton G. Martin Park. And October 11th, it'll be at Magnolia Gardens. And October 18th at Port Washington.
Good.
So we'll stop there because we can go on forever.
I got these dates
booked till June of 2019. So.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay.
So
it's very important, though, to keep people up with that stuff. I mean, when there's
it was really
a free service, I agree.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I thought, you know, what I love about, you know, the place that Project Independence has, you know, reached, you know, we've been around now for over 10 years. And the hearing center actually called me and reached out to me saying, you know, we know you do St. Francis and I want to, you know.
I want in on this,
you know.
They heard about, can you hear me?
That's right. They heard about our fabulous thing. And, you know, and it's free of charge to the town, which is really absolutely lovely about these organizations. And I really recommend doing it. I just like the idea that you do not need to make an appointment. You could drive by and just hop in one van, go into the next van, and then just feel good because... that's what we like to say, you know, prepare, you know, do these screenings. The actual theme of our new pioneer that I'm working on is, you know, kind of this preparing for winter thing, because we all know everyone waits till the snowstorm hits and realize, oh, my God, I don't have this. I need this. So our goal at Project Independence is to kind of get your wheels turning, right, and start preparing, you know, whether it's preparing your house or preparing your health, whatever it might be. So stay tuned for the Pioneer. It's going to be a jam-packed issue. And it ties into our joint advisory, which will be getting ready for Jack Frost.
Oh, okay.
And that's October 25th at Clinton G. Martin Park. So that's going to be – we have a whole lineup of great, great speakers. So that's – we'll give you more information as that comes as well.
I was bad. No, I do this force of habit.
Oh, okay.
No, don't forget, folks, it may be 95 degrees out now, but wait a couple of months, it's going to be 15.
Right.
Right, of
absolutely.
Course,
and before you know it, unfortunately, these things creep up on you and you're like slammed with, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, my God,
yeah.
I need to like prepare. So definitely stay tuned for that information. And we also want to remind everyone that the town offers casework services for veterans, and that is Gail Sellis,
who is
a Project Independence gerontologist, and she also is our veterans caseworker as well. And the veterans caseworker is for any veteran.
David's a veteran.
Yes, he is. At any age, which I think is really nice, and I really want to remind people of that. You know, this is the only program that we're actually able to offer for all different ages. And Gail is really, really wonderful, and anyone who is, you know, David's a veteran himself, it can be, there's a lot of paperwork to qualify for certain entitlements, and it can really get or be overwhelming. You need this kind of document, you need this, you know, and the follow-up of things is really just a daunting task. And what's great about Gail is that she can be the point person. She'll stay on top of it, you know, and make sure everything's in order. So I really, really recommend that people please, if you are a veteran, if you're a spouse of a veteran, call 311 or 869-6311.
And the big thing they did was there's no age thing, which is
yes, absolutely. No, it's really it's great because the fact of the matter is there's a lot of issues no matter what age you are if you're a veteran, you know.
Yeah, and there's so many things to know. To get this help, to have somebody who knows it all.
Exactly. Because there's a lot of veterans, you know, that she's dealt with had no idea that they could qualify. I mean, there's so many different programs that you can get discounts in one thing, you know, or there's hearing aid I mean, there's so many different layers and things that you would have no idea, and especially the spouses, you know, just because they feel like, oh, I wasn't a veteran.
Right, you are
through a lot of programs in Thailand. Gail is the go-to person to know all that information. So definitely check that out. And I'm happy to, you know, we always follow the quails of North Hempstead.
The quails of North Hempstead.
Hempstead. It's really quite the fascinating saga. So they have been released. 70 quails to control the tick population along the nature trail and forest property. And, you know, and I mean, all jokes aside, Lyme disease, as we all know, I mean, you hear it all over the news, has been such an issue. And these ticks, I mean, my husband comes home from work and he's like, and I'm always sorry because he puts me in charge of making sure there's no tick on him because he's outside all the time.
Yeah.
And it's scary because, you know, in places you might necessarily thought, you know, everyone knows if you go into the woods, all right, there might be a chance of ticks, but there it's become so abundant that in any place, like all of a sudden, you know, he could be here and then he was somewhere and these ticks were just like jumping like everywhere. So it's really a serious, serious thing. And I think it's great that the town tries to find these creative, eco-friendly kind of ways to handle these things.
Yeah, and so, very effective also.
Yeah, absolutely. Birds. So they're, and you know, it was just so many different things because they took the quails because the quails were being attacked by other wildlife. You know, so it was like a whole chain of things. So they'll actually be doing a study to kind of measure how things are going. So we will be certainly.
And yeah, that's why you measure the waist of the quail to see how many they've eaten.
That's right. I know. I'm actually. We'll have to you know, check in because North Hempstead TV will do a special.
If I was a quail, I'd get the prize.
I know, seriously. But they will definitely be monitoring this on the North Hempstead TV, and you know, we'll get information on that as it goes. So I just think it's great.
These things are tremendous. I really those
they are because you know it's very what I have to say about North Hempstead out of all these townships. It's really out of the box.
Right.
You know, they try to find kind of interesting things, whether it's bat houses or quails.
You can go around spraying all the chemicals, and then you find out somebody else is getting sick 10 years down the road.
Right.
You know.
Absolutely.
Sure. But we're gonna take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.